This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everybody, welcome to episode 17 of our podcast. My name is Christopher and alongside me is Ruby, Nikita and Bree. We are your hosts today on the behalf of Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing a fun fact about ourselves?
Hey guys, we're back after the holidays. I'm Bree and I'm a youth worker at Greater Green Island Community Network. I don't go to school anymore. I'm 22 years old. And a fun fact about me is I just water skied for the first time recently.
Ooh.
Which was an accomplishment, which I'm pretty stoked about.
Kia ora, I'm Nikita. I'm the engagement advisor at Otago Community Trust. I haven't been to school for a long, long time, so I'm the ripe old age of 38. A fun fact about myself, I have a twin sister and we were born on Easter Sunday.
I'm Ruby. I'm 14 years old and I go to Queen's High School. And fun fact about myself, I don't really have any fun facts. Kind of boring.
Hi, my name is Christopher. I'm 11 years old and I go to Fairfield School. A fun fact about me is probably I just learnt how to front flip and land.
Nice.
Cool. Very cool. So, Ruby, do you want to tell us a little bit about what we're doing next?
So, we are going to be doing a special segment called Bye Bye Noah. We're addressing the elephant in the room. Where's Noah gone? Is he one of Rihanna's new marshmallow dancers? Is he fighting laser dolphins in Guam like Anthony Padilla? Today, we're going to call him and find out the truth.
Hello, this is Noah speaking.
Noah!
Hello. Is this my favourite podcast in the entire world?
Sure is.
Oh, is that Ruby?
Yes, it is, Noah.
Ruby. What an honour to be a guest on your show.
What an honour to have you.
Yeah, does this feel weird for you being on the other side of this?
Look, as one of the key founding members of this podcast, it does feel a little bit weird, but I will say it's nice to be back.
Oh, that's great to hear. We've got some youth who are really disappointed that you're not here these days, and they've got some questions that they want to. They really need to ask you.
We're dying to know.
Okay. Far away.
Where are you now?
Is that Christopher?
Yes.
Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Noah.
Straight to the point. I like it. Where, Christopher, I am in a place called Makarora. It is in between Central Otago and the West Coast, and it's a lovely holiday destination of mine. And I'm here in between my move from Dunedin to Christchurch.
That sounds lovely, Noah.
Yeah, is Christopher okay with that answer?
Yes.
Okay. Good lad.
Okay, I've got a question for you, Noah. I don't even know what this is. Okay. What are you doing now?
Literally right now?
Literally right now, and I guess just like, what are you up to?
Before I picked up the phone call, I was playing guitar. Been playing a lot of guitar these holidays and just trying to get better.
Nice.
But I won't play anything live for you because I'm not that good yet.
Disappointing. Very disappointing. But what are you up to for the rest of the year? Because you're not back in Dunedin, are you?
I'm not back in Dunedin. I'm following my wife. She has got a job as a high school teacher in Christchurch. And I, in the last few days, have been applying for lots of jobs. And I don't have one yet. So I'm currently unemployed.
Good luck. You can be a stay-at-home husband.
Stay-at-home husband is not a bad option.
I see that for you. Noah loves cleaning.
Thanks, Bree. Yep, no, thanks. I like cooking too, so it's right up my alley.
Before the next question, I just want to say congratulations, Noah, and to your wife.
Yeah, thank big you. Congratulations. Thank you. For those who don't know, they got married in December.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Thanks, guys.
Are you excited to start this new chapter in your life?
Absolutely, I am. I am, of course, sad to be leaving Dunedin and all the goodness behind, but with so many potential new doors in front of me, a new city, a new job, new this, new that, it's quite fun. So, no, happy to be here.
I've got one more question from you, or for you, Noah.
Yep.
From Christopher.
How's the married life?
Christopher, wow. Do I have advice on you, young buck? No, Christopher, I would say it's great. All we've done since we got married is be on holiday. So I can't say, well, we haven't faced real life yet. We haven't faced the stresses of jobs and money and all that. We've just been having fun with family. So give me a call in a year's time, Christopher, and I'll tell you what it's really like.
I haven't got your number.
We'll hold you to that, though. Noah's coming back on the podcast. Definitely.
Yeah, a year's time. Yeah. Too easy.
Oh, thanks so much, Noah. Good to hear from you. Please come back sometime eventually. Well, special guest episode if you're ever in Dunedin.
Yeah, good. Oh, I'll let you know. All the best for you guys in the Youth Action Group this year.
Thank you, Noah.
Awesome. Okay. All right, see you later, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, that's Noah, guys.
Oh.
So, yeah, he will no longer be joining us for the rest of this ever, potentially.
Until he comes back, maybe.
Maybe one day.
Well, that was good to finally see what Noah's doing. We're sad to see him leave, but excited to see how he'll make us proud next. Till next time, Noah.
All right, it's time for Cap or No Cap, the game where our guest tells a wild story and we have to figure out if they're spitting facts or full of it. It's real. It is real, it's fake. Let's find out.
So, Nikita, I've heard you have a story cooking up in that head for us.
I do, and I'm excited to share it. It's a bit of an old one. So a long time ago, my husband and I were on a road trip. We were driving up to Christchurch, through to Hanmer Springs, then to the West Coast, and then back to Dunedin. And we were in Christchurch on the first day of our road trip, and we had a car accident where the bumper of our car got caught on the tow ball of the car in front of us, and the bumper ripped right off the car in the middle of an intersection in a busy road in Christchurch. So we had to pull over into a Macca's car park. We had to grab the bumper from the middle of the intersection in between the red lights, and then we had to stick the bumper back on the car using zip ties and duct tape for the rest of the road trip. And while we were doing that, some seagulls had gotten some McDonald's food and they were snacking on that, and they tried to fly away with a cheeseburger, but it was too heavy and they dropped it and it landed on me.
Oh, my God.
So that's my story. We had to do the rest of the trip with zip ties and duct tape on the car.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I believe her story about the bumper and zip ties, but I don't believe the seagull and the cheeseburger part.
Seagulls,
I don't think a seagull can pick up a burger.
No, they can pick up a burger.
That was the point. It was too heavy. It tried, and it fully dropped it on me.
I feel like you wouldn't pull into a Macca's car park, would you?
It was the only car park kind of in the intersection. We had no choice.
See, my thoughts are, who leaves a cheeseburger out? Like a whole cheeseburger or even like a half one? Like, I love a cheeseburger. Love to eat the whole thing. Like, I just don't know who would do that.
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was in Christchurch. I can't remember what suburb, but it was on one of those main roads. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, what's your thoughts, guys? Cap or no cap?
I think cap.
I think cap as well.
I'm going to go no cap just because Nikita was just, it's just right there. I don't know. I just feel like it's too crazy to make up. But that's what happened last time when I made up something. So, I don't really know. I'm just being different, guys. Okay.
All right. Is it reveal time?
Yeah.
It's completely true. I got hit by a hamburger. I even got, like, a grease stain, like, on my clothes that didn't come out because I couldn't. Yeah, because I couldn't wash my clothes for like a week since we were away, so it fully stained. I was really gutted.
That is gutting. Yeah. That is a crazy story.
It is.
I love the zip ties and duct tape. I do that for my car because I go into speed bumps too fast, apparently.
Is that legal?
Do you hit curbs?
It's fine. Only occasionally.
And that's it for Cap or No Cap. Let us know if you guessed right or if you totally got played.
Welcome to Local Legends, the part of the show where we catch up with awesome people doing cool stuff around our community. They might not be famous, but they're around here. They're kind of a big deal. So let's get into it. So, we have Nikita here with us today, who we've kind of introduced already. Nikita, I have a question for you.
Sure.
So, number one is, what do you do for work?
So, I work at Otago Community Trust as their community engagement advisor. And what that means is that I'm all about trying to reach our priority communities. So in our strategic plan, we have some priority communities that we try to reach. And what I do is I try to just check in to see that they know that Otago Community Trust exists, that they can apply to us for funding. Mm-hmm. I help groups with that process as well. I also get feedback from them about our funding and how they find the process of applying, so that if we need to make improvements or anything, we kind of get that feedback from them. And it's just really about opening that kind of communication loop with the community. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
My job. Yeah.
What's your favourite part about your job?
I get to do a lot of talking, so I get to do a lot of things like this. I also really love hearing what community groups are doing. So a lot of people are doing some really awesome stuff in the community. I find it really inspiring to hear what people are doing, and it's just a real privilege to help groups in any way I can as well. Yeah.
That's so cool to hear, Nikita.
Thanks.
What's the most, like, kind of, like, inspiring thing, reckon, like, quick fire, top of your head? Got anything?
It's really hard to sort of pull out just one. Like, I find a lot of the rangatahi-led fun stuff really inspiring and just anything like those community-led initiatives in particular, when it's come an idea that's come from the community. And often sometimes those smaller grants, you know, rangatahi-led fund grants, you know, $5,000 or less, but they have such a big impact on the people who are applying, you know, the communities that they're serving, but also the decision makers behind that as well. Mm. And just the ripple effects of what is, you know, a small grant in a monetary sense can actually be a really big impact in the community. So, yeah.
That's a bit of a teaser also for 2 weeks' time, where you guys can tune in to learn more about that, because we've got another special guest. But
what does your work help out within the community?
So we help out not-for-profits and kind of charitable groups and projects and things in the community. So we have groups applying to us that range from sort of schools and church groups and sport clubs through to sort of, you know, I suppose formal groups like the Greater Green Island Community Network. We have a lot of informal groups who apply to us too. And it can be for things like, you know, a community mural. It can be for ongoing programs in the community, or even sort of like one-off community events and stuff. So we have such a massive range of things that we fund. Yeah.
What's your favourite hobby?
This probably sounds quite boring, but I really love reading. That's probably my go-to hobby when I've got some downtime. Yeah, I also like just being active where I can and doing books and things. But, yeah, but reading's probably the first thing I go to.
Nice. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Now we're going to flip the tables and it's time for Nikita to ask some questions.
Awesome. So tell me, what is the Youth Action Group?
Well, the Youth Action Group is a collective of people who have come together and applied for the Youth Action Group and who have got in because they want to try and help out around the community in ways that they can. And,
That's pretty good. Do you want to add anything, Christopher?
Not really.
Not really. We also do events. Hopefully we're doing some more this coming year, actually, so we've got some in the works, very early stages, but look out for those, everyone listening. And part of that is also, yeah, we do our podcast. We do a little bit of other things here and there, but yeah, it's mostly just to try to do things in the community.
Cool. So what do you guys do in the Youth Action Group?
So we basically help out the community and run events in Green Island.
Like what, Christopher? What events have we done so far?
We've done the Green Island Market Day. We've done the Get Together. And
do you remember you were at the Brighton Cleanup event as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was, we got a lot of rubbish from there.
Wow. Good work, guys. That's
so
awesome.
We've done three so far because we've been very much just establishing ourselves and it's been a new group. But hopefully we'll be doing some more.
And what's your favourite thing about being in the Youth Action Group?
It's probably playing games at like events in Green Island and just having fun with other people.
Ruby, what about you?
I like meeting new people, you know, just getting out there.
Mm.
Awesome. Is being in the group, is it like what you expected it to be, or has it turned out to be a different experience than you were expecting?
I think it's a bit, I don't know, it's hard to describe because you don't really expect anything because, like, this is the first official year that we've done it.
Yeah.
So we didn't know what to expect when we came in, but it's definitely, like, very fun, so.
Awesome. Cool.
What about you, Christopher?
I agree with Ruby. You don't know what you're coming into, and it's been fun doing it.
Yeah, I think part of when me and Noah were advertising it to the schools, because we went around all the schools, we went, we don't know what this is going to be. This is up to the group to decide. We're just going to get opportunities and run with it. And I think that's been really cool. But, like, honestly, I did not expect it to be like this. So I think for me it's been a bit unexpected as well. But it's been a lot of fun and a journey. And I think hopefully we're going to end up doing some really cool things. And we've been doing cool things already, so.
Awesome. Yeah. And what have you learnt about your local community through being in the Youth Action Group?
That everyone's actually, like, quite into it. Like, everyone wants to help out. And everyone's involved a little bit, whether it's, like, behind the scenes or in the open. It's, like, everyone's kind of wanting to put something towards the community, you know?
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I haven't really got anything.
That's okay, Christopher. I'd just like to add that it's been really cool to, like, see all these youth and step out of their comfort zones and do things that they've never thought they'd do before, and to just see them grow in the small ways that they have, and just to continue that. And I think hopefully they'll end up being really cool leaders or just parts of their community as well, because they're all a part of different little suburbs. And but we're all one big community, but hopefully they'll just end up growing into these amazing people that they already are. But keep growing. Yeah.
Thanks, Brie. Well, that's it for our round of local legends. Big thanks to Nikita for sharing her story. If you know someone else doing stuff in the community, hit us up. They might be our next legend. Catch you next time.
All right, team. It's time for Would You Rather, the game where the questions are ridiculous and the choices are impossible, and the answers tell us why too much about each other. Get ready to pick a side, because sitting on the fence is not an option.
Okay, team. I've got some questions for you, so we're going to see who agrees with each other and who does not.
Hit us.
Would you rather jump off a building or jump off the moon? I've never seen these questions before. I'd like to add, I read the first part and I was like, what? I guess, is it like, are you bungeed? I just like to point that out. Or is it
Christopher?
Just free fall.
What, just off the moon into space? Yeah.
See, my reasoning was I would pick jump off the moon because there's no gravity out in space. Mm. So that feels safer somehow than jumping off a building, although I don't know if that's right, though.
I'm going to say jump off a building because I don't understand the moon thing. So I don't know if it's safe or not.
You could just launch into space.
Yeah, plus the building could only be like one story and I could only break a leg.
People jump off the Sky Tower, the Auckland Sky Tower.
With bungee jumps.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Christopher,
we'll probably do building.
Yeah, that sounds bungee jump.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'll be all alone on the moon, jumping off.
That's a, yeah. Nikita's gonna be all alone on the moon. That's so sad. Okay,
it's okay.
Would you rather be stuck on an island in the middle of nowhere for a year, or stuck on a boat with piranhas surrounding the boat? Is it also for a year? Or yeah.
Did we decide what type of boat it was?
Is it like a yacht? Like, if it was a cruise,
I was saying if it's a yacht, I would be on the boat. No, I'd say like kayak.
Like a dinghy.
Canoe, like a dinghy.
A dinghy.
Yeah, that's quite different from like a super
like,
yacht.
Imagine like imagine like a cruise ship. You'd be vibes. Like, yeah. It'd be so vibes.
So if
it's a dinghy. Yeah, what are people going to go for?
It's kind of like what Life of Pi did.
It did.
Literally.
It was Life of Pi.
Yeah.
For real. Christopher, what's your answer then?
Don't know. Probably I'll be on the boat.
On the boat?
Maybe. I'm going to join Christopher on the boat. We're going to have a party.
Vibes. Nikita?
Party of three.
I think on the boat, a year is a really long time to be in the middle of nowhere.
See?
Yeah, but if you have paddles, you can work your way back to island.
Yeah. See,
you'd
have
hope, wouldn't you?
I'm actually going to go island because I like the TV show Survivor, and I just think it'd be so fun to, like, I don't know, like, build my own hut and survive. I don't think I'd do it.
Become the first ever person to survive a year.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be, people can survive longer than a year, Ruby. Okay, next
so 10 years.
Question. Really hot or really cold?
Really cold.
Really cold. That's Nikita.
Really hot.
Really hot, Ruby?
Cold, because cold. I'm always in the cold.
Fair. See, I do not like this question because I don't do well with any temperature that is extreme.
So in the middle?
I like a good...
You can't be stuck on the fence.
Yeah. Okay, so would you rather be baked alive or boiled alive? Who came up with these questions?
Me. I came up with it.
Is it a slow process?
Yeah.
Like being boiled alive could just start out like a warm bath.
Yeah.
Before you slowly
It's like
boil.
Really slow and agonising.
Agonising, oh.
Yeah, for both of them.
Oh, gosh.
Baked or boiled is the real question.
I think boiled.
Honestly, I'd go with boiled as well because it's like a hot tub.
Yeah. What do you think, Christopher?
Probably boiled as well.
Boiled? Yeah, cool. Mm. So no one's choosing baked alive.
I think I've heard that it's not a great way. Who came up with these questions, guys? They're fun. Okay. Lose your arm or your leg?
I think probably lose a leg. I feel like having one arm short would be harder.
But what arm is it?
Yeah.
If it's your left and your righty.
I reckon you can choose.
I'll do arm.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, that means losing a hand, though, as well. And doing stuff one-handed can be really hard.
I always do stuff with my right.
Yeah.
And if I'm biking, I'll just get one of those fake arms.
But you could get a prosthetic leg.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get like a prosthetic arm, because the hand doesn't always.
I'm going to agree with Nikita on this. I'm going to go no leg.
Cool.
See, I'm going to say I've been through surgery where I couldn't use my leg properly, so I've done it before. It's not fun, but I'd do it again. Very unhappily. Should we go for our last question?
Yeah.
Have your dream job or dream pay rate?
I would say dream job, but I suppose because I have a husband who also works, I can kind of live off his pay.
That's a cheat code, guys.
So I can pick my dream job while he picks his dream pay rate.
Oh, what if his dream pay rate's like $20 an hour?
Oh, yeah, that would be quite sad, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll just hope that he aims higher than that dream pay rate.
I'd say dream job because I'm still living off my parents' money, so.
Yeah.
Dream job as well.
I agree. I'm not in youth work for the money, guys. But I don't plan to be in youth work forever anyway, but I'm loving it for now. Okay. So that was our last question. So, Christopher?
And that's a wrap on Would You Rather. Some of these picks were
sweeter than Hokey Pokey, and others were dodgier than soggy pie from the school canteen. Either way, good young guys.
Shot. So I think we're about out of time for this episode now. It's been super cool to have Nikita here with us. So
thanks for having me, Tim.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
I know. Okay, so if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako. That is WHEAKO on TikTok.
And that's us for this episode. Thank you for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss out on what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have a segment idea, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See you later.
That's us for another episode of the Grady Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog
and your nan.
Catch you next time.
Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.